Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. If you're miserable working with a client and you know that they're not profitable for you, or they fall into one of the five categories we discussed in our previous podcast, they're just not going to be well served by you. And if they're not being well served by you, they will not achieve their desired results, and you've created a lose-lose situation. You're not helping them reach their objectives, and they're not helping you reach yours. So let's talk about how to get rid of these clients or fire them. The easiest and most respectful way to fire a client is with these few steps. Step number one, call them. Do not use email. Thank them for their business to date and explain that you're not the best fit for them moving forward. Try something like, "Thanks for considering us. At this point, I just don't think we're the right fit for helping you meet your goals." Always keep the focus on their interests. Number two, be professional. I know it's tempting, but don't use this call as an excuse to tell the client all the things that are wrong with them and their approach. Don't complain to the client. Simply tell them that they will be more successful working with another company. Step number three, recommend another option for them, even a competitor, so that they can find a new home quickly. For example, I always have a list of other sales consultants that would be a better fit for prospects that call us where I'm not the right fit. Firing a client can help to improve your profitability over the long term. I know it sometimes hurts in the short term, but consider this. When you remove the poison that is running through your sales organization, everybody's morale improves. And when their morale improves, they feel more compelled, more excited to go out and find new clients. In all organizations that I've worked with, when you fire a client, the revenue that you lose is quickly made up simply because the team is inspired to find a new good customer for you to work with. By the way, I often get asked the question of whether or not you should take back a client who you previously fired, who might be coming back to you asking for a second chance. So here's my answer. It's not as simple as yes or no. I believe that you can take a previously fired customer back if the situation is different. So I would consider things like maybe the buyer has changed and the previously abusive buyer to you is no longer at the organization. Another thing I would consider is, are the terms of engagement changing? Can you reach an agreement on some of the things that were withholding you from doing a successful business with this client in the past? Can you write things down, such as terms and delivery dates? Can you get them to commit to responsiveness if they were unresponsive the last time? And if you can and get their commitment on those, then maybe you can take this client back. Importantly as well, is you make sure that from your end and their end, there's no grudges held. Because if they do come back to you, but they're doing it begrudgingly, then the relationship can never be a success. Sometimes clients do want to come back to us because we fired them. They went to work with someone else, and it was worse working with them than it was with us. And so they change. But if the client comes back to you and it's going to be the same old, and you get that feeling in your gut that says, oh, I should not take this customer on, then absolutely. Otherwise, you'll be in the same situation that you were previously.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.